Well, God bless you. Looking forward to sharing God's word with you. And, of course, we're looking forward to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's our hope. That's what really counts. And that's when our lives will really take off, when he does come back to gather us together. And so what I want to share with you tonight, I've titled, Finishing Our Race Strong. Finishing our race strong. We're in a race, and we want to finish strong. And it was interesting, in the manifestations, we heard about staying strong. So I trust this will bless you. You know, many of us are living in our later years of our life. They call it the golden years. And according to the traditions of the world, though, when you get old, you got to retire and stop what you're doing and wait around for bigger Odell, I guess, huh? Put you in the ground. But for me, and I'm well into my 70s, it is in the golden years that I think I'm just getting it a little bit. I'm finally getting what life is about. And with the many years of experience we have had, we've seen God's word work. We've seen others believe God and see the word work in their lives. And so we've got a lot to offer the family of God. And I believe as Christian believers, as we get older, we can contribute more to the work of the ministry. You know, we might not be able to do as much physically, but being old does not hold us back from being prayer warriors or teachers or counselors or encouragers. You know, recently we experienced a dynamic man of God falling asleep, our brother Ron Booz. And he certainly contributed much to the work of the ministry. For many, many years, he was faithful and blessed the body of Christ. But, you know, he finished his race strong. These last several months in his life, he magnificently taught God's word several times on our conference call fellowships. And he built up the saints by operating the manifestation of speaking in tongues with interpretation or word of prophecy. We will miss him dearly, but what he did for God during his life is a beautiful example. And it's a heritage of faithful service. His life counted big for God, and he finished his race strong. And we want our lives to count big before our Heavenly Father. We want to leave a faithful life of service in the body of Christ. We want to run our race and finish strong for our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back very soon. And what we have done for him really is the only thing that will matter. So let's take a look at Philippians, if you would. Philippians chapter 2. And this talks about setting the course of our race. So Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Our Heavenly Father works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. What an opportunity and privilege we have to walk with our Heavenly Father and do his good pleasure. Next verse 14, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. We shine as lights in this crazy world of ours. And how do we shine as lights? Verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. We are all in the race. What matters is how we run that race. that we're not running in vain nor laboring in vain. God has called each and every one of us to function in the one body of Christ. He has placed us and equipped us so we can minister like no other in the place that we are at and to the people in our particular area. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 12, and we'll see where there are many functions in the body of Christ. So Romans chapter 12, we'll start in verse 4, and this is the ESV translation, okay? Verse 4, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are in one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, in service, in our serving, the one who teaches, in his teaching, the one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes, in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to honor each other. We all have different functions, different things that we do. But we want to continue doing them. We want to function within this wonderful body of Christ. And God will work in us to help us and direct our steps in doing that. You know, we are in this family of God not just to visit one another every Sunday, but to function, to serve, encourage, counsel, pray, minister. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. I want you to remember that we're surrounded by many successful believers that we can draw on, as well as many of the believers that are in the Bible as we read about them. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Man, we run that race. There's a race set before us. We're all in it together. And we run that race with patience. And what do we do as we run that race? Who do we look to? Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we fully identify with him. You know, we died with him, we were buried with him, we were raised with him, we're seated at the right hand of God with him. So we do. He did the ultimate job of redeeming all mankind. And he is at the right hand of the Father as we are. But he's not quite done yet. He's got some neat things before him to do. Because God's going to have him come pick us up any minute, any second. And he will come for us and gather us up together to be ever with him. You know, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are alive and remain will follow. We read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, don't we? You know, that is our hope. That is our finish line. And it's our privilege now to run the race that God has called us to run. Let's take a look in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, and this is, I'm going to share with you the ESV translation. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. You know, again, we are all in this race, and what matters is that we exercise self-control to be our best for God. That should be our passion. That should be what we really want to do. What can I do for my Heavenly Father? And that should be part of our relationship with Him as we pray to Him and talk with Him and listen to Him. He's going to help us do what we do best in the body of Christ. You know, all of our worldly accomplishments are going to vanish when Christ comes back. You can't take your little league trophies with you. Sorry. But our godly accomplishments will give us an eternal reward forever. So Christ is coming back, and that is our finish line, our hope, and what we strive for. Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Chapter 6, 1 Timothy, verse 11. Again, I'm going to share with you the ESV. 1 Timothy 6:11. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. And he's referring to, what's being referred to is previous verses about things that we need to flee, all right? After we flee those things, the rest of the verse, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Isn't that a great section of scriptures? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll start in verse 1. Again, this is ESV translation. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge, is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will not turn away from listening to the truth and wander off in myths, into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Of course, this refers to the Apostle Paul. And he sure went through a lot, didn't he? But boy, at the end of his life, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He finished strong his race. So, well, some may ask, well, what can I do? I'm not a teacher or a leader. I'm not a minister. I haven't gone to school. I have no formal training in the ministry. Well, God's word says you have, every believer has the ministry of reconciliation. It also says we're ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We all have the love of God within us, so we can simply reach out to the people around us and talk with them. Ask them, can you pray? Can I pray for you? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, this is what we do on our Agape Now outreach, is we do the same thing. It's very simple, very easy, and we reach many people doing it. Something we all can do more is pray. You know, in Ephesians 6, where you put on the whole armor of God, you remember that section? Putting on the whole armor of God, you can stand. Well, what's the action? Verse 18 is the action to putting on the whole armor of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And that's speaking in tongues. You have that whole armor of God. Boy, the first thing you want to do is pray. Speak in tongues. The verse goes on, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, may we be faithful, men and women, adhering to God's calling, and function with diligence the work of the ministry. May we be able to say before God, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished my race. Well, Heavenly Father, we certainly are blessed. You have done so much to bring us in your family. And what we can do for you now and what you've called us to do is a pleasure beyond measure. We're so thankful that we can hold forth the words of life, that we can do those things that you've called us to do, that we can run this race. This is what really counts, Father, and we're thankful that we can be a dynamic part of this. So thank you for calling us to this family of God, this body of Christ. Thank you for the hope that we have that Christ is coming back at any time. And I pray that we all can finish our race strong.